Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Joining us today, Perry School Superintendent Lynn Eubin. Lynn, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me. I always enjoy coming out.
Absolutely. All right, let's run through the agenda and the things that were covered by the board this month. One, the audit report was reviewed and then actually approved.
Yeah, the schools are audited every year. So basically, the business manager and our business office does a great job as far as getting prepared for the auditors. And they're just good people and they know what they're doing.
Sure.
So, for me, you know, it's kind of fun because the auditors sometimes almost have to try to find something because they do such a nice job. So the audit report was fine. There were very few things that we needed to look at. There's always a few things, and around the state, there's usually a few things they look for in school districts on given years. So the audit report was good. We're in good shape, and we have good people. Doing a good job, so that was kind of nice.
Nice to get that affirmation that everything is going. Very good. All right, the preliminary certified budget was also reviewed, and I know there's a public hearing coming up at the next meeting.
Yeah, and the budget is, for a school district, it's usually quite interesting because there are very few things you can control.
Sure.
Most everything is the state assigns the numbers, the percentage. So, obviously, we just plug in the 1.11, which is... disappointing. As we've talked before, you know, it's been kind of difficult because we've had 7 years of the lowest funding ever in the history of schools. And 8 years ago, you know, we had the 10% across the board cut. So the last 8 years that I've been in Perry have been really interesting financially.
Sure.
The 5 years, 6 years before that I was a superintendent was very different, you know, as far as financial allowable growth and state supplemental aid. But it is what it is. And so the good thing for us is we went up in students.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can imagine with a 1.11, if you lost students,
right?
You know, what you're, and it just really drives up your tax rate because, you know, obviously you have to have the programs that you have.
Right.
So, you know, it is kind of concerning, but luckily we went up in enrollment and we never know. Next year we could go down. So
sure.
We'll see. We did have, we could levy for some cash reserve. Obviously, we're not going to levy for our maximum because we'd like to, but we're not going to because of the tax rate. You know,
sure.
It just drives it too high. And then we have a management fund, and that has to do with some insurance and then some early retirements and various things that come out of the management fund, and we can control that. And so we're going to levy less for that and a little more for cash reserve, depending on as we look at, you know, our tax rate. We go in and see the few things we can control, and we start with what we want, obviously.
Right.
Then we back down.
Right.
But it looks like a tax rate of 21.51, and so that'd be up $1.83. And then I know Mr. Boltman handed out, so you could see the tax rates and the levy history. You know, in a perfect world, you'd try to keep it somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm.
You don't try to go up too much, and you don't, obviously, you know, you might not go down too much unless you got a large percentage from the state as far as allowable growth. So it's always interesting to look at. You know, our highest has probably been like 21.64, I'm thinking. You know, our biggest increase was in FY 2008, which would have been 07-08, and I'm not really sure what happened then, but I'm sure it was something similar.
Right.
So, and then we've, of course, gone down. We went down $2.18 in FY 13, which would be 12-13, and then we've gone down for 5 years in a row in tax rates, and then we've gone up in the last two. So, you know, you kind of are at the mercy of what your allowable growth or state supplemental aid is and whether you've gone up or down in enrollment. So
sure.
We feel good that we haven't. We will probably have to make some cuts, but hopefully through attrition, people leave, you know, don't hire back necessarily. Maybe with some early retirements, you get some younger teachers in. And so that helps you financially for a while.
Right.
But it's definitely something that we really have to keep an eye on.
Sure. The board also approved a budget guarantee, which is something that happens every year.
Yeah, and we're probably, for obvious reasons, not going to be on the budget guarantee because we've gone up in enrollment. But it's just something you keep on there every year in case you need it.
Sure.
So, because if all of a sudden you needed it and you hadn't passed it as far as the board or the resolution, then you wouldn't be able to levy for the budget guarantee. But
gotcha.
We probably won't be on it.
The staff roster for the upcoming school year was also approved by the board.
Yeah, and the board, we settled, and negotiations were early this year for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. We have rarely had negotiations done in February.
Right.
So, but since collective bargaining had many changes, or basically there's not much for collective bargaining, the support staff and the teaching staff obviously came in and we settled early. They wanted to keep their master contract, so if they were able to settle, you know, before the governor signed the collective bargaining bill, then we were able to do that for 2 years' time. I think many, I was at a national conference of superintendents mm-hmm. in New Orleans, and we met Iowa and Nebraska as a group. And most had settled, but there were still some in Iowa who had not, and they're just a little leery of, you know, what they can and can't do. You know, and you're almost kind of like starting over.
Sure.
So, you know, I think this was best. Staff came to us and wanted to do this, and I think probably for now that's probably best. You know, I was in ISEA as a teacher
right.
years ago and negotiated, and so I do think we've kind of gone overboard a little bit in 40 years. There are some things that really tie the hands of management, but I certainly didn't think, my opinion, now this is my opinion,
sure.
I certainly didn't think the whole thing needed to be thrown out. I think, you know, there were maybe three things in the whole contract that would have been better if they were a little more management friendly. But it is what it is, and so we'll go from here.
Sure. That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.